Welcome to Friendly Competition, a podcast to discover the best of all time. I'm Nick Carey, alongside my co-host and best friend Cody Lena, discuss various pop culture topics and narrow it down to truly the best of all time.
Or as we like to call it, the boat. Before Nick steps foot on the boat, we put him into a Sweet 16 style tournament. We argue each round, we decide a winner. Nick, what criteria do we use when we decide he steps foot on the boat?
Whatever the hell we want, Cody. You want to tell them what we're talking about this season?
Yes, exactly 20 years ago. It was 20 years ago from today, exactly. And we're thinking about that. That's it. That's something, isn't it?
20 years. About
music. Because me and Nick were talking about how we haven't done a music bracket in a long time because he's a coward. And now he's finally broken. We broke his spirit. You guys have sent us enough letters, enough strongly worded emails, enough passes. Yes. Some aggressive Twitter posts that Nick has finally broken down, and we're going to talk about the summer jams of 2004 because it was 20 years ago and we're nostalgic.
Exactly. And so here we are, folks. We've got in Group B. Once again, we went and took the top 16 songs of the summer. We gave it to our bracketologist. They sent it back to us and randomized it. So here we have in the 4 seed, This Love by Maroon 5. And we have the 5 seed Tipsy by Jaquan going up against the 12 seed Lean Back by Terra Squad.
Terra Squad, which
was Fat Joe's outfit. It was very, you have to understand, people. Apparently in 2004, it was very important for most rappers to get in a stable. Get the boys with them.
Dude, because, it was my favorite era of rap because everybody was squatting up. D12, you had Death Row, The Rock.
You have Disturbing the Peace, so you have Ludacris's boys. You mentioned D12, that's Eminem's set. Fat Joe has Terra Squad. You have Rock Nation with Jay-Z,
dog.
Dipset, you have the Diplomats. Like
Young Money with Lil Wayne.
G-Unit. It was very important, apparently, if you were a big rapper, to get your squad up.
With all the stuff going on right now with J. Cole and Drake and all those guys throwing flame at each other, do you think we're going to get another squad up?
Is it going to happen again, dude? I hope so.
I thought it was going to happen when Jay-Z and Kanye West watched Drop the Throne. I thought everyone's going to be like, oh, we're teaming up now? Now it's tag team hip-hop? Let's go.
All right, let's do it. So this was a very special time when everyone was squatted up in doing so. What I also love, too, about those squad ups.
Pound for pound, name squad had to be stacked.
Well, but like in reality, it's always like, yeah, D12. Anyone else? Do you got anyone else's name on there?
I got someone. Oh, you want someone from Terrorist Squad besides Fat Joe? You want me to hit you with it? Yeah, I will. It was Big Pun, and then he died. But guess what? DJ motherfucking Khaled, dude. Khaled's in Terror Squad.
I forgot he does have some roots in Terror Squad. we'll keep talking about that because here's the thing. Here's the thing that Lean Back did once again. That's very important for the whites. Thank you so much for considering the whites and making your music for those who make hip hop, all you producers. Give us a dance that we can do regardless. Lean Back is, that's it. It's so great. It's just like, all I have to do is this one thing and I can do exactly what the song says.
Dog,
and I can look cool.
Me, a 13-year-old, 14-year-old me hitting the Lean Back too, I felt so hard. Yeah. I felt like I was from the street.
If they would have asked for an additional move to see what I really made of, I would have nothing left. See, that's the problem, is it's like, Lean Back's great. Then whatever the next song comes up, and you're like, I'm just going to keep leaning back. That felt safe, and I like doing that. I'm just going to keep leaning back.
I appreciate the Lean Back for what it gave us, right? It gave us a move that we can all do. Everyone's capable. But Tipsy got bars, dog. And by good, they're not good, but they are bars, and I get to hear them. The Lean Back didn't do anything for me on the musical front, you know? The beat's not iconic. Nothing's iconic. I had to look it up and remember it. And it took like 30 seconds into the song. As soon as I turned on Tipsy and I heard the teen drinking is very bad. Yo, I got a fake ID though. Then I was like, oh, I'm right back in it. I'm right back in it, dude.
Yes. I think when we talk about, you know, the how does it play now of it all, right? Mm-hmm. If you press play and it's a party that's happening right now in this year of our Lord 2024, I think you're 100% right. lean back. It's not that anyone's going to be bothered by it, but it's going to have a moment there in the party where everyone's like, wait, hold on. Is that? Oh, nice. Okay. But like Tipsy by Jaquan's going to start, like you said, everyone's going to be like, yeah,
it's Tipsy. Yeah. Team drinking is very bad. As soon as you hear that, you're like, let's go. We know what we're about to do.
It's wild to me, though, from like a standards and practices point of view, right? Like from playing it on the radio. Like, because this was on the radio, too. This was a big song. Mm-hmm. That part never gets taken out. So every time it's just advocating for the youth to just get fake IDs. Because it's like, he says teen drinking is very bad. And we're like, yes, we all agree with that. Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm. Great message. Great message for the youth, Jaquan. And then immediately followed up with like, but I got a fake ID though. You've now told every teen, like anyone who's under the age of 21, who maybe wasn't aware that this was an option to them.
Yeah. At the time,
maybe like a 13-year-old boy from South Dakota. And I'm like, I was like, I agree. I agree with you, Jake. Teen drinking is very bad.
It's an epidemic, and we need to make sure we get it figured out. Thank you, yeah. Jake.
And then he's like, but I got a fake ID, though. And I was like, oh, I don't know if we'd be friends, Jaquan. I don't know if we...
Everybody in the club get tipsy. Oh, yeah, no, we would be friends. You're right. We would.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The verses are great.
Lean Back doesn't last the test of time. I remember Fat Joe showed up, and he was a flash in the pan. Joe didn't last the test. He can't do it. I'm not saying Jaquan did, but Tipsy did. Tipsy did.
Yeah, it's very good. Yeah, I think in this sense, lean back is fine. I do love a good dance. I do love a good dance number. As far as like we're talking about the summer, I still think Jaquan, you're this is like the house party anthem, right? Like this is like when you want to like think about house parties. You're like, yeah, it's Tipsy. Like, that's the song.
Yes, and if you're cultivating a house party playlist in the year of our Lord and Savior 2024, you could still put Tipsy on it. I think if you put Lean Back on it, it's not going to hit. It's going to be a lull. It's going to be a downbeat on the night. And you don't want that.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Lean Back did not do it. Fat Joe, get the fuck out of here.
We will move on. We'll move Tipsy on where it will go up against either This Love by Maroon 5 or the 13 seed Toxic by Britney Spears. Now, Cody, one thing I wanted to highlight about this that I find very interesting. It doesn't, mm-hmm. once again, all of these things are in context and you can use them however you want. But when we look at This Love and we look at the final chart, right? Top 100 songs of 2004. So songs that got the most plays in that year. This Love by Maroon 5, number 4 on the charts. Could not get enough of this song. And then I got to scroll down here, scroll. Number 48, Toxic by Britney Spears. Now, did we just make a mistake as a society elevating Maroon 5 to such heights over Britney Spears? Or did we have it right?
No, this is propaganda. This is a propaganda smear campaign perpetrated by Justin Timberlake and the boy band Music Machine, because this is about when Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears broke up and there was the aftermath of that. And everyone, for some fucking reason, I had to pretend, sit around like Justin Timberlake knew how to beatbox while we all shit on Britney Spears, who was making pop classics. This is bullshit.
this does not sit right.
Toxic is a much better song than it was given credit for. Now we all noticed that in hindsight, and Justin Timberlake still can't beatbox.
Yeah, still trying too, by the way. And it only gets worse. You have like, what do you have, 5 good beatboxing years?
Yeah, right.
Like maybe like how old? 28? 20? You have to stop beatboxing by 30, right? Like,
dude, I don't understand.
Hard stop at 30 or.
Justin Timberlake comes out on Ellen and he's like, yeah, I just did my new album. It's me and I got my blues band. It's so cool. Yeah. All the percussion on the album is actually me. I know you can't tell when you listen to it, man. Yeah. It's like, and then Ellen's just like, oh my God, it's amazing.
Oh my God. She's so good at it.
She's so good at it. It's like, what? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills, Nick.
Yeah. I will say I'm looking here and seeing like, what is it sandwiched between though? Like where, like in Britney Spears' music anthology, it does the song before this that she releases, Me Against the Music, bad song. And then the song after is Every Time, not a terrible song, but not great. Like this really does feel like it's almost like a diamond in the rough of this period for Britney Spears. Like, I don't think we can sit here and say that she was sitting out here only dropping bangers at this time.
Okay, here's the thing, though. If we're going to go legacy for legacy, step up, Maroon 5, Adam Levine, you stupid piece of shit.
I mean, Maroon 5 has headlined the Super Bowl, and Britney Spears hasn't. She's been a part of a Super Bowl production, but she's never headlined.
She was the greatest VMA performance of all time. Is that anything?
It's not. I mean, I don't think it's nothing. I think you dissing Maroon, I think you're underplaying Maroon 5. Mostly,
no, this song, I'll give it the record. This song is also a fucking bop. This yeah. Love is a bop. It's got that bedroom feel too. It's got like that, it's something jazzy about it almost. It's like, what are you doing, Maroon
5? This is
5?
A great, like, I mean, we were not on the beaches in 2004.
No.
But I could see like this would be like if this was someone playing it on their speaker and you're like on the beach or something, it's not killing the vibe at all. You're like, yeah. Nice. Okay.
White men didn't have a song to explain their feelings to women until Your Body is a Wonderland came out. So this was doing this song was doing some heavy lifting until John Mayer got a hand on the ball.
Yeah. And so I do think like Maroon 5, I mean, this is in
how much Maroon 5 This Love mixtapes were being made, you know, like let's take it into that context. How much heavy lifting was Maroon 5 doing for men who don't know how to talk about their feelings?
I mean, you have to think that so This Love comes out, and in the same year, She Will Be Loved also comes out later. Mm-hmm. So that's a 1-2 punch for trying to explain to a lady, I mean, like, hey, I don't have the words, but do you know who does? Adam Levine.
What's the name of the album?
It's this is off the album Songs About Jane. This is their first
Songs
album.
About Jane. Exactly. So it's like, so white men in the year 2004, they can just be like, honey, I got you. I made you this mixtape and it explains how I feel. And it's just Songs About Jane.
It's just Songs About Jane.
We just burned a copy of it and gave it to you.
Oh, for sure. Oh, for sure.
I threw one Jason Mraz song in there to keep you guessing. But other than that, like, this is it, dude.
I feel like what's wild is, especially where Maroon 5 like ends up, you know, looking the fact that we have 20 years, Maroon 5 still putting out hits in the year of our Lord. Right. And so to know like Songs About Jane is like a very kind of like alt rocky, you know, good pop rock album in general. Yeah. And then they're just like, eventually like, oh no, we just want to make money making music, whatever please tell us. Whatever it is, we will make whatever you want. Like at some point there was a core band that it feels like really cared about music, and then at some point Adam Levine's like, hey guys,
we can sell out. You know what the problem is? I respect him for that. If our lead singer comes in, I'm on the drums and Nick's on the bass and we're just making it and we made one big hit, and they're like, hey guys, we have an opportunity right here, we don't have to write our own songs anymore, we got this Swedish guy who's just gonna write us pop hits. I'm taking it. Absolutely. No doubt.
And I don't have to be. And actually, I do think in some interviews that the guys in Maroon 5 have had, I think they all agree that are like, yeah, it's basically what happened. Like, and that they're like, and you want to know what? You know what's great is that like I'm the bass player in Maroon 5. I get just as much of a cut as Adam does of the songs, but I can go out to dinner and not be harassed as Adam Levine.
It's so good.
So it's like, yeah, I sold out to make all that money. And I'm just living now.
If we're looking at it like this, though, so we're taking a big step back and looking at the 20 years that we have to play with.
Yeah.
I think Britney just needs it more, man. Britney needs it. Maybe she doesn't need it, but I need to give it to Britney. I need to help her.
I think that's fair. I'm with you here. I think Toxic is the better of the two. Like, even if we're looking at it from the standpoint of like now, once again, if you're going to play one of these two songs,
Toxic,
and what's the reaction?
Time.
Like, why would you play like and also in their pantheon of their greatest hits, Toxic is a top five Britney Spears song.
Maybe this will embarrass myself, but when This Love comes on, if I'm alone, I'm singing it like I am Toxic. This song's an earworm that gets in there.
Really? You go that hard on This Love. I like it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not against This Love.
It's a very guilty pleasure of mine, but I love it. I don't love it. Love's a very strong word. I do enjoy the song, though. It's not going to make... I have a playlist that whenever I love a song, it's on there. This song is not on that playlist. Toxic is, though. Now that I'm thinking about it, Toxic is on that list.
Yeah.
I gotta go Toxic. Yeah. This Love is a bop, though. I just don't think I want to make sure people know I am giving you the respect it deserves. I know I went hard on Maroon 5 at the beginning. This song particularly is one of the very few that I do like of theirs.
Yeah, this is a great album. Songs About Jane is a very good, like, you can't deny the, like, oh, it's very good. It's very fun. We all enjoy it.
It's a fun pop album. I get it.
Yeah. All right. So we have Toxic going up against Tipsy.
Ooh.
I feel like you use these songs in two different ways, right?
I disagree.
Okay. Because I'm saying, if I'm doing, like we talked about, like, I think Tipsy is maybe one of the best, like, if you're at a house party playing songs. And so that's great. Like, I love that vibe, right? Mm. That is a great vibe. Toxic is more the, like, wedding song now, right?
Okay.
I don't think, like, we're playing, now that we're in our, as we've aged, has Tipsy aged with us? This is a song about teen drinking. Everyone in this song is a minor, ostensibly. And while, yes, we can look back on those times and reminisce and be grateful for them, at the end of the day, if I'm putting together, like you said, a party playlist.
Yes. Both of these are going to hit on the party playlist.
Yes.
Here's the thing, though. I think Toxic is... Tipsy's going to make the party fun. I think Toxic, the only danger you have to Toxic, I think it's going to make the party fun. It might make it too sexy. if there's the right amount of alcohol on the dance floor, the right vibes, and the right people grinding, and Toxic comes on, I think it's going to turn from grinding to, like, making out. You know?
Sure.
And it's a danger you have to run.
Sure, sure, sure. Well, especially now that you're mostly just hanging out with your
wife,
with your partner, and then couple friends. You don't want to be caught accidentally not with your partner when Toxic comes on. You know, all of a sudden you're there hanging out with your friend's wife and Toxic comes on. You're like, I don't want to. I don't mean to, but that Toxic tongue is slipping under. You know?
I think Toxic can just lift. I think they're the same build, but Toxic just lifts more. Does more of the heavy lifting that I need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, like, I think there's something to be said. We look at the longevity, right? Britney's still here to some extent.
Yeah,
Jaquan, where you been?
I don't know where Jaquan is, but I'm worried about Britney. And Nick, I'm afraid. Because we're so big. This podcast is huge. I'm afraid if she doesn't at least get to the final four, that she's going to find out about it.
And I don't want to hurt her feelings.
And she's got enough stuff going on right now that I can't put this on top of it, you know?
I'd hate for her to add one more thing to her plate. So I agree with you here. We can move Toxic on into the final four. And that is it, folks. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Friendly Competition. If you want to vouch your boys, a few things that you can do, as always, share with a friend, tell a friend, wherever you're listening to this, make sure you hit that like, that follow, that subscribe. And wherever you can, give us those 5 stars, please.
Absolutely. Follow us on all of our social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Just go at Friendly Comp Pod. If you have an idea for a whole 16-team tournament you'd like to see, email those to us at friendlycompetitionpodcast@gmail.com.
As always, shout outs to Charizard for that intro music. You want to hear more of their stuff and over to Bandcamp, type in Charizard and replace the vowels with sixes. That is going to be it for us, folks. Got a new episode coming out on Monday. But until then, I've been Nick Carey.
And I'm Cody Lena. See you on the boat.